Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tonight, Governor Tony Evers will be delivering his 2025-2027 biennial budget message to a joint session of our state's legislature. His speech starts at 7. Our civic media coverage of this event begins at 6:50. You're not going to want to miss it. Our team will also be around after the governor is done speaking with a breakdown of the priorities the governor has articulated this evening, along with updates, of course, from the spring primary election that is taking place today as well. If you don't know if you're registered and you still want to get your vote in, go to myvote.wi.gov. Don't worry, you have plenty of time. And we still have same-day registration here in the state of Wisconsin. And you've got until 8 p.m. to get in line to cast your ballot. Please, please do so. Want to give a shout-out to Kelly in Madison. She got her voting done. And to one of our newish texters from the 608, giving us all a little reminder to take your time with the ballot. The big vote that is on this primary ballot is for the state superintendent of public instruction. Carefully read it, because we have two J's on the ballot. We've got Jeff and Jill. So make sure you get the right J when you fill out your ballot. If you do make a mistake, just ask to talk to one of the election workers. They can, quote, spoil a ballot. It gets torn in half and you are reissued a new ballot. That ballot number is recorded, etc. I want to share, we're talking about the Thursday night massacre, the resignations of seven lawyers across the Southern District of New York, as well as a lawyer who resigned from Mr. Bove's office. So not in the SDNY, working directly in the Deputy Attorney General's office, a guy by the name of Nicholas Ruse, also resigning. We now have four, count them, four officials from New York City Mayor Eric Adams' office resigning, saying they cannot fulfill their oaths of office as they are being asked by Mayor Adams not to criticize President Donald Trump's administration on policies that conflict with their work, according to sources with the matter. Got a great tip from one of our texters as well, asking me whether a judge has blocked the dismissal of the Eric Adams prosecution that was directed by Pam Bondi, Donald Trump, and Emile Bove. I want to be really clear here. A federal judge cannot block a prosecution's office request for a dismissal. They can just determine whether it is with or without prejudice. That hearing is going to happen tomorrow, but the judge has directed Mr. Adams, Mayor Adams, as well as officials from the Department of Justice to show up and explain themselves. So I will be talking about that tomorrow in between all of our other amazing Wisconsin coverage that we're going to have tomorrow, which includes the governor's budget address, the Burka Binder. We're going to talk about the primary ballots and, of course, billionaires. Oh, my. This is also some breaking news. My thanks to my senior producer, Jamie, helping me stay on top of all of this. A federal judge declined on Tuesday to temporarily block Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency from accessing federal data systems at a slew of executive branch agencies. This is from Judge Chutkan. This is an early blow to efforts by a group of Democratic state attorneys general, I believe Josh Calls among them, to hamstring Musk and Doge as they undertake efforts to upend the federal workforce. This will not be the last say in this. There will be more coming on this. You may see different plaintiffs, maybe some federal employees themselves. You may also see more specific cases challenging particular access points. Here is a judge derided by Trump for the way that she handled his criminal prosecutions, actually, you know, following her good faith interpretation of the law and refusing to grant what was a temporary injunction. Funny how that judicial independence and actually taking your oath seriously works for both sides. We're going to go to the phone lines in just a second. I wanted to share with you all how incredible what we're witnessing is. Great comments on Facebook. If you want to watch me rather than listen to me, you can watch me on Facebook, X and Instagram at Maggie Dawn Show. Civic Media also has its own YouTube channel. I want to thank the people that are participating on those outlets for participating. One person pointed out, why are people resigning? Why aren't they forcing the firings? Oftentimes, the firing can be spun. If you resign, you kind of claim the narrative a bit. It's also showing that you do not believe that you can execute direct orders that are being given to you by a superior. That is what happened in the case of the Southern District of New York. Interestingly enough, in response to these resignations and to the resignation of the assistant, the acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, who was put in that position by the Trump administration, just in case you were keeping track. The Department of Justice has done what? Oh, it's launched an investigation of all of these people. Those folks who work in the Department of Justice, especially those who have jobs in the Southern District of New York and the D.C. U.S. Attorney's offices, these are the two most powerful U.S. attorney's offices in the country. And these are jobs of these lawyers' lifetimes. You heard me give you part of the resumes of a couple of these people. These are Supreme Court clerks. Those two individuals clerking for two of the most conservative justices on the court, or that were on the court. These are jobs that people work incredibly hard to get, that are considered to be the top of the pyramid of lawyering. And these are not jobs that lawyers will resign from at the drop of a hat or because they have some sort of spat with a manager. It just doesn't happen. These are some of the most coveted jobs in all of the practice of law, even more coveted and even harder to get than those posh jobs at the fancy pants law firms in Chicago and New York and Washington, D.C. and L.A. These are people who believe very deeply in what they do. Resigning in this way by this many people, now spreading to the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office, now spreading to Mayor Eric Adams' office, while not federal prosecutors, you know, working in the mayor's office for the New York City mayor is probably, you know, on the political spectrum, about one notch down from working in the White House. That's how seriously these people believe their integrity has been compromised. We will probably not see anything like this again in our lifetimes. And maybe it gets worse in this Trump administration before it gets better. But God help us if we ever see anything get this bad in another president's administration. And by the way, who do you think are the two offices when it comes to federal prosecutions that handle the vast majority of wrongdoing by the billionaire elites in this country and the vast majority of political corruption cases? Might that be the Southern District of New York and the D.C. Circuit? Yeah, you'd be correct. And I just wanted to share with you a little bit of my background and how intense the pressure can get. And I was just the top lawyer from Milwaukee County. And nothing I'm going to say here is privileged or confidential information. All of this is in the public record. When I was hired to become Milwaukee County's top lawyer, the two branches of government in Milwaukee County, the executive branch, the county executive's office, and the legislature, were in open warfare. They were actually suing each other. What were they suing each other about? The separation of powers. And at the root of the dispute were a number of questions about who gets to hire and fire and decide the compensation of certain high-level employees within Milwaukee County, people appointed by the county executive. And in addition, does the county executive's office need the approval of the legislature to buy and sell public lands, to hire contractors? Is it just contracts over a certain dollar? There are a whole bunch of questions. Does any of this sound a little familiar to you? And it was my job to come in and help clarify those matters. And I will just tell you this. I was asked to give an opinion on an issue in an open public hearing in front of the entire county board. And my legal opinion at that time was that that was not a particular power that was the legislature's. So I was telling the county board, no, that's not your power. That is the county executive's power. And no, you don't get to do anything about it. It's his and his alone to execute. And in that public meeting, my job was threatened. The chairman of the county board looked at me and said, if that is your opinion, Corporation Counsel Dawn, this means war. These were not unique moments. I worked for Milwaukee County through an incredible period of governmental unrest, both within the microcosm of Milwaukee County, but also broadly. It was during Trump's first term. I had clients that disagreed all the time about what the right course of action was. And many applied all kinds of political pressure to me in my position. And the only way I was able to do that job, to whatever small impact I may have had, was because every day I knew that I would go into the office, I would do my very best, and I would do it objectively and professionally, and that my opinion and my advice would never change depending on who asked me. And in my near 15 years of public service, what I can share with you is this: there is simply no other way to do those jobs. That if you try to put your finger on the scales, to situationally interpret things, to maybe partially share with your bosses or elected officials, it leads to a place of relativism that undermines the very democratic systems that you sign up to serve and protect, and the citizens and residents who are ultimately the ones who deserve your objectivity and your independence. And so I knew very well on a day-to-day basis that my job could be taken away. But when I signed up to do that work, I knew that that was part of the deal. So whether by resignation or termination, it is incumbent upon every single official in the Trump Department, in the Trump Department of Justice, and across every Trump executive branch agency to do their jobs without political favor or preference. It's the only way to do the work. All right, folks, we're going to take care of a little business. We're going to come right back, and we're going to finish up with your calls and texts. Thanks to everybody. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We'll be back with more on The Maggie Dawn Show after these brief messages.